Hello.
Hi, may I please speak to Ms. Christine?
Speaking, who's calling?
My name is Melissa from Family First Care.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Christine, how are you?
I'm okay, I think.
I just wanted to confirm two things. Are you still interested in an aid? Are you still in need of an aid?
Yeah, I am in need of an aid, but I have somewhere to be. My contacts, and they are taking me out of here sometime later this month or November for a brief vacation.
Got it. Okay.
So
do
I don't
wanna...
really want to start
mm-hmm.
something and then have to let the aid, you know, dismiss
Got
the
it.
Aid for that show, for that time.
Got it. So when do you return back?
Well, it all depends on when I leave. What about I contact you? I definitely contact you?
Okay, so then I'll put it on hold, and then do you want me to follow up with you in like a week just to confirm the date of when you'll be going, or you just want to give us a call back when you return?
I'm going to give you a call back when I return because one of them is an engineer, and they don't really know that from up front.
Got it.
It all depends on how things go on their end.
Okay, so then I'll wait for your call. So then I'll make sure I put a note so that way they don't keep calling you.
Yeah, and what did you say your name was?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa. Okay.
From Family First Care.
Family First. All right. I will definitely give you a call when I get back.
Okay, no problem.
But before you go... The last thing I mentioned to, what's her name?
Sarah.
Was I needed, and that is the concern of my contact, emergency contacts, transport, somebody with a car in case something, I get an allergy and I have to get to the hospital or, I have to pick up, not get to the hospital because the ambulance will come. But if I have to pick up my medication, and she was telling me, that they document the mileage and I pay them the mileage. And I said, I never heard about that. I know some agencies, let them document the mileage and they pay the mileage. And she said that she would find out. So that is where we were at.
Correct. So our agency, we do not require the aides to use their cards for work. They're obviously able to use the card to go to and from work, but not to actually use it for work, because that's not part of the home care, how do I explain it? Like,
yes, well, my insurance also does provide, like, if I have to go to the doctor, I call my insurance, have...
The transportation services.
Yes, transportation.
Correct. They also have, if I'm not mistaken, they do have similar services, not for like medical, but like if you need to run errands, they also have those services as well, the insurance.
Well, you're not giving me a chance to finish. I was going to that. I have services for both medical and non-medical. And, I'm afraid that the aides will have to be in the car. Something happened when I book for transport and the driver knows where they're coming and pick up this person. What if something happened? The driver will have his insurance, but to cover one person, not two people.
So that is a question for the service coordinator because that's something that the insurance provides. From my understanding, it should be for both because usually I thought it was for both the caregiver and the
patient.
Well,
you see, I don't need a caregiver to go to the doctor with me. It's not like I can't walk or I can't talk or I can't, you know, I don't really need and my emergency contact, let us make sure that they take me to the grocery store. I don't go to the grocery store every week because I go to Stouffer's. They take me for Stouffer's and they offload me and I put away what I want in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And when I go for the grocery, he goes with me. So we don't need somebody to go grocery shopping with us. So if it is, if I let the aid know by look, that day I would not be home from 10 to 12, then I will let them know.
Okay, I mean, so, that shouldn't be.
Yes, if I tell them, listen, I am going out from 10 to 12 to make grocery shopping, and I would not be here, so be here at 12 o'clock, so when I pull up, that you will be there to help me unpack the groceries and bring it upstairs. If they don't want that, well, I'm sorry. I can't. It's not a matter of accommodating them.
No, I understand. The only thing is that we recommend a set schedule only because, let's say, there's some aides that may have more than one cases or there's some aides that, you know, won't be able to take a certain time. That's what we always, any agency would ask for a schedule.
Yeah, well, that's
not
why I tell you, if they're working from, let's say, from 9 to 5, let's say that is the schedule, mm-hmm. and I am telling them, well, from 9 o'clock this morning to 12 o'clock, I would not be home because I will be making my grocery shopping. Then they come in from 12 to 5.
Oh, that's fine because it's in the same time frame as the schedule that was already given
yes.
to them. But I'm saying differently. I'm saying like, just to say an example, like if you say you work from, let your aide is from 9 to 12, just for an example, you tell them, okay, no, come from 1 to 5, then that's where I would say it would be a little hard. But if it's on the same schedule frame that you have your services, I don't see that there should be a problem.
Yeah, because if it is really 9 to 5, but I would not be here from 9 to 12, then they come from 12 to 5 or 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that should. I don't think that should be a problem.
Okay, so anyhow, what's her name? Jasmine, when I said that, because Sarah and I discussed that she will send somebody for an interview and she will still have some, look for somebody in case that I don't want the person. And when I mentioned that to Jasmine, she was, oh, Lord, livid.
Oh, Lord.
And oh, Lord, it's a lucky thing that the conversation was recorded, and I couldn't even talk that day when she called because I was sick. So somebody come to visit, and they hear her on the phone, and I said to her, Jasmine, and I could barely even talk. Because I don't want air to get in my throat. I said, why do I feel like you're admonishing me?
Oh, no.
And she still continued. And then I said, well, you know what? I'm going to talk with Sarah on Thursday. Sarah said mm-hmm. she will call, and I hung up. And when I called Sarah the Friday, Sarah was like, maybe she couldn't believe that Jasmine did that, or...
Yeah, because that's weird.
Try to cover up for Jasmine. So I told her, I said, listen, I don't need you to cover up. I go listen to the tape and you would hear exactly. And then she listened to the tape and it was exactly what I said. And she said, they talked to Jasmine, she and the supervisor or whatever. So what Sarah said, I told Sarah that it's been a long time now that I have been interviewing aides and all the other agencies I did with. I interviewed the aide, okay?
Correct.
Because, and about three agencies came with the aide, somebody from the agency, because when they sit down, they tell you, you tell them, they say yes, yes, and then when they come, they sit down, they're not doing anything. You have to ask them, and why should I have to ask you when you know what it is I need? And I don't mm-hmm. like to be asking people those things. So
right.
if I have to ask you, you know, it's better you don't come because I told the agency, I said, foodstuff, certain things that you cook, even I in the building, if somebody is cooking, I cannot be outside because I started puking since I had the chemo. It changed my whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I am severely allergic to the what you cook with, carrots, peanuts. You can't walk in here with any kind of nuts.
Yeah.
So all those things, that's why I told the agency, all I will ask them, please walk with your water. Walk with your water, because I use water a lot, and by I having to give the AIDS water every day, it depletes my water, and then I have to lug my water.
Okay.
So I tell them, walk with your water. Food, I will find out what you don't eat. If you don't eat something, I would not cook it for you. But I will give you lunch every day. And also tell them, make sure that you take breakfast on a morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not cook unless my stomach me. Oh, I got to go.
Go.
I have to call you back. The doctor is
calling. No. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Miss Christine.